Better call that plumber. We've got some leaky carbon over here. This is Sandra Tinglo with the lowdown on science. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is rising in the atmosphere. And we rely on large, dense forests called carbon sinks to suck it up. But exactly how much CO2 can these forests capture? Meet Alessandro Baccini from Woods Hole Research Center. His team combined field measurements and satellite images of the world's tropical forests. They then used machine learning to estimate changes in carbon levels for the past decade. What did they find? Their maps showed that tropical forests take in over 400 million tons of carbon, but they lose double that each year, meaning forests we rely on to help lower CO2 levels are making things worse. But what flips the switch from collection to leakage? Baccini thinks this change is due to forests thinning via things like drought and logging. This in turn destroys their ability to suck up CO2. It will take more than Drano to help solve this CO2 conundrum. Let's hope that plumber gets here soon, in an electric car.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communications and 89.3 KPCC. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.